Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tai.
FM 104's Select Irish, and here in studio to talk about the upcoming end of year gigs for BCFE is Eddie Winston. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you so much for popping in.
Thanks for inviting me on.
So not only are you going to be performing at it, you will be doing your song for us in a few minutes time, but you've also helped organise it.
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of the class. Like, you know, we all have our input and we throw out the ideas and see which ones people approve of and like, and then, you know, we put it together. So yeah, we jumped in and we got a few people involved to organise it.
When did it start? When did the organisation start first?
I'd say probably about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, about 6 weeks ago. Like, you know, we're kind of it's a real it jumps up out of nowhere. Oh, you do know this gig now is in a couple of weeks, and everybody goes, oh shit,
I need to do something.
Yeah, let's get it on. So yeah, kind of kickstarts everybody putting their input in and what they want and how to, what they're going to perform, and then they rehearse and then it's all hands on deck, you know,
that kind of way. Which is the nice part. I think once everything is organised, it's nice then to be able to settle into it and kind of do your bit.
Yeah. No, it does be, because it can get very hectic, like, you know what I mean. People are writing new songs, then they're wondering, will I play the new one, will I play the old one that's comfortable? Like, what do? I take a chance with it? Yeah. And then but it's really good. It's a great college, like, you know, great people up there, so you get loads of support along the way.
And you're such a great lineup as well, because it's over two nights, so it's the 17th and 18th of April in the Workman's, and there's going to be, give or take, 16 acts performing over the two nights.
Oh yeah, no, it is. I was, last year I performed there as well, because we do pre-performances, like, you know, the first years and the second years, and everybody reviews performances, and then because there's so many talented people there, it's hard to choose, you know, who to pick to come on and perform. So yeah, I'd like to be a couple of first years performing on both nights as well, which I performed on my first year. It was a great confidence boost at the time, you know, so it is really good, like, you know. So yeah, there's lots of great acts, loads of different genres playing, you know, trad, neo soul, bit of metal, you know. So
amazing. So you'll be getting a bit of everything.
Oh yeah,
tell us about the chorus that you're doing.
The music performance. I went into it naively, I suppose, thinking it was just going to be about playing music and singing, like, you know what I mean? But there's so many different modules, like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have a lot of schooling, and then knowledge with computers and things like that. So that was a big shock to the system for the first year. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to wrap my head around getting assignments done, how to use all these programs and, you know, Teams and all that kind of stuff. So I'd be a good procrastinator. I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it next week. And then before I know it, I've 8 assignments due and I have nothing done on any of them, you know. But like that, then it's a... when you put your head down, you kind of get through it. And then with the help and support of other people as well, like, you know, I don't think I would have made it through my first year either.
Yeah.
So it's great to have that support as well.
Absolutely. So where did music start for yourself?
Me? I always loved music, but the first time I picked up a guitar was actually in prison in Patrick's Institution up in the North Circle Road there. Mm-hmm. I was in serving a sentence, and I was over in the school back and forth, and then I walked by the music class and there was a fella playing the guitar, and I was like, yeah, I think I'll just float in and have a little listen and see what this is all about. And that was the first time I picked up the guitar.
Were you hooked straight away?
Yeah, because there's plenty of time and nothing better to do with it than, you know, sit down and you know, because it takes, I suppose, a lot of, everybody wants to play the guitar, but nobody has the time to actually sit down and learn it because it's, yeah, you have to be fairly tenacious and persevere with it, like, you know what I mean? It can wreck your head, like, you know, but I have plenty of time to learn. But, yeah, unfortunately, I was wrapped up in other things. So while I was in prison, I played the guitar, but then when I was out, it wasn't as... immediate then, or other things I was focused on, I suppose, at the time.
Was it covers or your own music that you were playing initially?
Initially it was covers. The first song I learnt was probably Ride On by Christy Moore.
Oh, okay.
And then I suppose it was probably another sentence I was doing at the time, and I started writing, and I didn't know what I was writing or what way I was going to make it work, but looking back on it, and over the last, because I'm in recovery now over 2 years, and looking at the process of me songwriting, it's all being cathartic. It's all, you know, me identifying, expressing emotions that I'm going through at the time, like that I didn't even realise I was going through, and looking back over the lyrics and the melancholy of the music, like, you know what I mean? It's, I suppose, emotionally where I was at that time, like, you know. And I was getting a connection emotionally through the music and expressing it then through the lyrics. So it's a healing process for me as well, you know, because I suppose as a man, you don't want to be shown any vulnerability, you know what I mean? There's a perception of masculinity. You want to be tough, especially if you're, you know, knocking about with, you know, rougher areas or, you know, in prisons and things like that. So you can't really be talking about your feelings and all that kind of stuff. But I found this the last 2 years, and the songwriting has been a real healing for me, like, you know.
You found music has helped?
Oh, 100%, without a doubt, like, you know. It's literally saved me life, you know, I think.
So what's the plan next with your music? Are you going to be releasing songs?
I am hoping to release songs, like, you know. At the minute, I'm working on what they call the press release kit, you know what I mean? And yeah. I have like enough for an EP that I want to release, and I kind of have it's more social commentary, kind of. It's about a lot of it about addiction and homelessness and, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm hoping to branch out into that and hopefully get into the studio and record, you know. Mm-hmm.
So if people want to find out more about the end of year gig, where's the best place to go?
If you go onto Eventbrite and type in Emergence, that's the name of it, the event, it should pop up on that. And I'm sure it'll be going around social media, people post on social media and stuff. It'd be a great 2 nights of great music.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. You're going to perform one of your own songs for us now, Take It All. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I suppose, like any song, it starts kind of, you know, probably a bit of music or a thought or an emotion that hits you. And I'd seen a homeless girl, I remember, on the Halfpenny Bridge, and I just remembered, like, being at that point in my life, and I was like, I wouldn't like to be there. And I couldn't see any hope. I couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I was just, and when I seen her, I kind of got that connection that I knew where she was at and how she felt. And I started writing. I remember I had one verse written, and I found out then that my mother was terminal with cancer. And my emotional state, everything just kind of shifted, you know, into that. By the time I finished the song, it kind of turned into a tribute to her, like, you know what I mean? Because she'd be a big inspiration to me, you know.
If people want to keep up to date with your music, where's the best place to find you?
I'm on social media, so I'm on Instagram, Eddie Winston Music, and TikTok. Yeah, I'm hoping, as I say, as soon as the exams is out of the way and all that head-wrecking stuff, like, you know, crossing T's and dotting I's and all that lark. I'm hoping then to get into the studio and proper get down and get some songs down and get them out, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Brilliant. And this is Eddie Winston with his song Take It All on FM 104.
I've seen you fall so many times. Try to take those broken wings and fly. Well, I've been through it all. Watch everything rise while I fall.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.